Agudar of Shabbos Parshas Vayigash. So the pasuk relates that Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent, and Rashi explains that when Yaakov saw the agalos, the wagons that Yosef sent, he realized that Yosef was reminding him of the sugla of Egla Rufa that they had been in the middle of learning before Yosef disappeared. But what's the depth behind this? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus recalled the famous story of a woman whose husband disappeared years prior, leaving her in Aguna, and all of a sudden a man showed up to town claiming he was her husband. Now, although they didn't recognize him, he was able to answer every question posed to him, even about the most private and intimate matters. But something still wasn't right, so they asked the Vilna Gaon for advice. He instructed them to ask him where he used to sit in shul. If he can answer that, then he's the husband. Why is that? The Gra explained that if this fellow is a fraud and he simply met the real husband and got all the details from him about his wife, his whole mission was one of tumah with intent to defile her. A man like that is not thinking about matters of kedusha, like where the husband sat in shul. And it turned out that he was just an imposter. That, explains Rav Shimshon, is what Yaakov was looking for. Very nice that this man claims to be Yosef and was even able to bring many proofs. But where's it grounded in Torah and kedusha? Only after Yaakov saw the agalos did he see it as a proof and a sign grounded in Torah and kedusha that Yosef was alive. Everything that we need for life to guide us, instruct us, and teach us is all in the Torah. Not only do we not need to look anywhere else for instruction, but even if we do, we won't find it there. Everything we do has to be grounded in Torah and kedusha, and only something like that is real with an everlasting kiyum. We should be zeichah to live a life of Torah and kedusha, and with that, bring the gula shleim v'amites b'mher v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.